Let's rise up on our feet as we sing, I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that went astray. What is loving, but is love, but is loving, I'm found, as I love me, reach me back. To his fold. Alleluia. Alleluia. Sing it loud and clear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John. It's not by works of righteousness, but by grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. It's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. Oh, I'm completed. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah. Oh, it's completed. Hallelujah. Go on. Send that fire, the Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. The Holy Ghost fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Send the fire. Where's the Holy Ghost? Fire burning in my soul. Oh, Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Pentecostal fire. Fire burning in my soul. Fire burning in my soul. Holy Ghost on fire. Holy Ghost on fire. Pentecostal fire. Yes. Fire burning. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in our Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in our Lord. The fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in our Lord. Oh, I am complete. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah. Oh, it's complete. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. We have 5 to 7 minutes to pray these prayers. They are what you can call dangerous prayers. Prayers that are dangerous to the enemies of our lives. These prayers are going to be prayed now because there is somebody here whose miracle can no longer wait. Who wants the miracles now? So pray this with boiling anger and pray like a man or woman from another world. Immediately we begin to pray these prayers. The power of God will begin to pop out from person to person and go from person to person. Give this command to the ground now. Oh, ground! Open up. Can you shout that with a tone of unity? Is that the best you can put into this one? Swallow every enchanter assigned against me. Can I hear you shouting that loud and clear? There is a woman there at the back who needs to pray with holy anger, because this is what you experienced this very last night. Can I hear everybody shouting it again loud and clear? Aha. When you say that three times, you now convert it to machine gun praying. Ground! Swallow them! Ground! Swallow them. Are you ready now? Open your mouth and begin to pray. That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh yes, sir. Orak masetakai aboshanta. In the name of Jesus. Yes, continue. Deal with the enchanters. In Jesus' name we pray. That is number one. There are some people here this morning. Some marks used to appear on your body, and it will mysteriously disappear again. Right there where you are, the hand of God is coming upon you, and the yoke of the evil mark is broken completely. You mark of hatred, assigned against that sister over there, right there where she is, let the blood of Jesus begin to wipe away all the mark of hatred. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So every power divining against my destiny. Can you say this loud and clear? You are a liar. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare this one. Something must happen in your life here this morning. Bosente yakaya boshende rabo kopola baraba. Yes, 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 yes. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are here this morning and you can remember clearly that within the last few months, somebody actually came and told you physically that it will destroy you. You remember. It says it will destroy you, or she says you will destroy you. You remember clearly. Just quietly find a way to this altar now. You remember that is within the last few months. Just find a way to the altar, be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. Those of you at the front, make sure that your voice is louder than that of anybody here. Say, any power calling for me before a dark mirror. Can you shout this loud and clear? Die with your mirror. In the name of Jesus. Now strikes. Die the power to die with the mirror. Open your mouth, open your mouth. That's why you are here. Let the arrow of destruction go back to the senders now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Those of you at the front here, shake your head vigorously. Let the arrow of the spirit of death and destruction that has been assigned against you go back to wherever it's coming from. That's right. Don't worry about the edict. Check that edict. It must go. Their arrows must go back to where it's coming from. Aha. So you shall not die but live to declare the works of God. Let their arrows begin to go back to the ascenders now. Yes, be released from the grip of every darkness. Be released now in the name of Jesus. Father, let the blood of Jesus be a covering around your children here. Let the circle of the blood of Jesus be drawn around you. And every threat of the enemy against you, let the threat be silenced now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing now. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Pharaoh of my father's house, go back to the Red Sea. Can you say that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray that I want you. Deal with the Pharaoh. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise a right hand to the heavens. Say, messenger of affliction and frustration. Messenger of affliction and frustration. You are a liar. Death! In the name of Jesus. Deal with the messenger of affliction and frustration. I refuse to be afflicted. I refuse to be frustrated. That's right. Deal with the messengers of affliction and frustration. In Jesus' name we pray. Shout a loud amen. A louder amen. Father, we thank you for this morning. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Lord, we're gathered before you here this morning. Especially open our understanding. Especially visit us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's have a seat. God bless you. Last Sunday, we begin to look at dreaming divine dreams. Or that, if you like, you can say encountering God in your dreams. And we read Genesis 28 that day. We read Genesis 37 too. We read the book of Matthew as well. And also we read from the Acts of Apostles, pointing out about the implication of having God in our dreams. Again, we go to Genesis 28 this morning in order to conclude this message. Genesis 28 again, I read from verse 10. Genesis 28:10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Aram. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night. Behold, the sun was set, and he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in the place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And in verse 13, in his dream, the Lord appeared. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. Land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it unto thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt widespread abroad to the west, to the east, to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. All this in a dream. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whithersoever thou goest. And will bring thee again unto this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awoke out of his sleep. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place. And I knew it not. I pray this morning that the dream that will move you from where you are to where God wants you to be shall manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. It shall manifest in the name of Jesus. You need a Jacob's dream when you are confused. You need a Jacob's dream when the enemies are arrayed against you. You need a Jacob's dream when you don't even know which way to follow again. You need a Jacob's dream when you know that household wickedness they are all around you. You need a Jacob's dream when people are cheating you and are taking things that belong to you. You need a Jacob's dream when you know you are a king, but you know you don't have a crown and you don't have a palace. You need a Jacob's dream when you notice that where you are is not where you are supposed to be. You need a Jacob's dream when you lack information from heaven about your destiny. You need a Jacob's dream when the future looks very bleak. You need a Jacob's dream when going forward is a problem. Going back to where you came from, another problem. Every man who will win in the warfare of life, you need what we call a Jacob's dream. I decree that your Jacob's dream shall manifest. It 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 shall manifest. In the name of Jesus. How wonderful will it be if all of a sudden you have a dream and God says, son, tomorrow go to this place, go to that place, do this, do that, do that, and you will never be poor again all your life. That's why the Jacob's dream is needed. Right from the time Jacob had that dream, his life was no longer the same. There are dreams you can have that will change your life forever. That's why I'm praying for somebody here this morning. All those negative dreams that are drawing you down, I bury them now. Now! Now! In the name of Jesus. Then there's something called the Joseph's dream. Every man who wants uncommon success must have his own personal Joseph's dream. And like we said last week, your Joseph's dream allows you to see into your future. Your Joseph's dream is the heavenly picture about your life. Your Joseph's dream is awareness of what you ought to be, but you are not. Your Joseph's dream is the video film of your correct life as revealed in heaven. Your Joseph's dream is that lamp you will use to pass through the valley of the shadow of difficulty. Your Joseph's dream is what will identify for you the treasures that are in your marketplace. The tragedy of life is for somebody to be a treasure and then he's going to look for a treasure. Why he himself is a treasure. He himself is a treasure, but he's looking for it outside. One day, a poor, God-fearing Jew living in a particular city, he had a dream that at the base of a bridge leading to the king's palace, that there is a treasure buried there which will remove his poverty. He had it. It was a dream. So he had that dream. So he stood up, traveled far to that place. But when he got close, he found that the place was heavily guarded by soldiers. So he didn't know what to do. He was pacing up and down, roaming around, waiting for the time the soldiers would no longer be there, so that he would dig the place and get his treasure. It was coming every day. Then for 2 weeks, he was going up and down. Then one day, one of the soldiers recognized him and arrested him. So you must be a spy. For the last 2 weeks, you have been roaming around there. What are you looking for? The man said, I had a dream that the treasure that will promote my life is buried here. But because people are always guarding this place, I cannot even dig to look for it. He thought the soldier was going to beat him up and then arrest him and go and lock him up somewhere. The soldier laughed at him. The soldier laughed uncontrollably. The soldier said, that's very interesting. Because I too had a dream about 2 weeks ago that a Jewish man found a treasure inside his roof. So that's Tonya, you are a Jew. So, but you see, you can't dig anywhere here, you understand? He released him to go away. When the Jewish man got home, he now went to his roof, and there was a treasure that wiped off all his poverty. So he had to go to that location to get the information. He had his own Joseph's dream. A man found himself in heaven in a dream, and he met an angel of God conducting him all over the place. And after some time, he saw one man coming, looking comfortable, anointed, refreshed, wealthy, was coming along. And as the man was coming along, this is what I asked the angel. Who is this man? The angel said, that's you. The correct you. The one that's supposed to be in existence now. So if you compare yourself to that correct you, you are now approximately 23 and a half years behind. So that is the real you. And the dream cleared. So for the first time in his life, he found that instead of killing lions, instead of killing tigers, he was killing mosquitoes. Somebody here will have his or her own Joseph's dream. And I decree that whether the devil likes it or not, whether it's convenient for the enemy or not, you will dream your Joseph's dream. I command the Joseph's dream to manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. In the name of Jesus. There are basically 6 kinds of dreams. Number 1. There are dreams that add to you. Your dreaming them improves your lot. Number 2. There are dreams that subtract from you. Dreaming them meaning that it will diminish you. I pray that such dreams shall die. Then 3. There are dreams that leave you the way they found you. They are not moving you forward, they are not moving you backward, they are just there. Number 4. There are dreams that empty you. They will empty the person completely. Empty the person completely. A boy, 25, in the U.S., United States of America, said he had a dream. And in that dream, he saw himself getting married to the caterer of his school. There is no problem in seeing a caterer. You are marrying a caterer in your dream. But the problem is that this boy is 23 or so. The caterer is 66. And as the devil will arrange it, that day he went to the cafeteria. And the woman gave him free food. laughing at him. So he concluded, it must be correct. That was Sai, a boy of 23, now begins to live with a woman of 66 as a wife. And they got married. Boy, a Nigerian. Woman, German. This is not a story. The boy came and was weeping and was talking to me. Said after living with this woman for a while, he began to discover this is not an ordinary woman. Said because all of a sudden in the night, something will lift her up from the bed like this. He too will be lying on the bed and see the woman lifted up. And all of a sudden she'll come down again. And she said, when she comes down like that to the bed, she becomes stronger than a 20-year-old girl. So fear gripped his heart. He couldn't tell his parents in Nigeria. He was getting leaner and leaner. Then somebody sent him a copy of Prayer Rain. He began to pray the aggressive prayer of the psalmist. So one night again, the woman was lifted up. Then he now prayed one of the prayers he learned from the prayer of the psalmist. Let his habitation become desolate. The woman landed on the bed. Bwah! And she got angry. And she said, get out of here. And that night, he threw the boy out. And from that day, his problem started. He will wear a suit. And he will be telling you that he's wearing a shirt. He will wear black shoes. He will be convincing you that the shoes are white. He was in that confused state. He came to one of our crusades. Everything started from the dream that he had. Can you raise up your right hand? With the voice of a soldier and with a tone of finality. Say, dreams! Designed to empty my life. I bury you now! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it. Yes. Pata Sendekeyaba. In Jesus' name we pray. The fifth kind of dream, it dreams that catapult your destiny. To catapult your destiny. And many men have had this kind of beautiful dreams that after that dream, their lives no longer remain the same. And six, there are dreams that waste you. Dreams that waste. But whatever the dreams are, the best kind of dreams are dreams that add to you and dreams that catapult your destiny. And once God appears in your dreams, you become a champion. All dreams have messages. And we have to know the messages they're giving us so that we can receive the kind of guidance we need. I come from a very poor home. And the house I was living before I traveled abroad is this kind of house, or face me, I face you house, where about 30 people living in that place. I know in that kind of house, everybody comes with their own spirit to operate. In a dream, I saw somebody was weaving cobweb around my room. One of the tenants. So no problem. Then I got a scholarship to travel abroad. That dream had told me that there is a problem. So I got my passport, I got my visa, I got a ticket. I didn't tell anybody in the old house that I was traveling. For 6 months, everything was in my hand. Then on the day that I wanted to go, took my box. I wore this suit that I bought across the bridge at Ujolegba. And I was on my way out. The tenant saw me. He said, Daniel, where are you going? I said, I'm traveling. He said, you want to go and greet your parents? I said, no. I said, I'm traveling abroad. To where? Say United Kingdom. Said, did you just know about it today? I said, no. I've known about it for a long time. Say, So you don't want any of us to follow you to the airport? I said, exactly, that's the idea. If they had followed me, they would have arranged the cobwebs around my leg. You get information that will move you forward. This is a very, very serious thing, and you must take it to heart. Also, when I went abroad to study, after 2 years or so of study, the white man who was supervising my project began to say, Daniel, go home, go home, go and get it, take a holiday, go home. He said, just take 1 month, go 1 month, then come back. Again, I got home that night, I had a dream. I saw myself at Murtala Mohammed Airport, and they called our flight to travel back abroad. And I stood up. By the time I rushed to where the plane was, it has left. So by the next morning, I went back to the white man. I said, sir, I'm not going anywhere. So why? It's okay, go for 2 weeks. I'm not going anywhere. I will stay here and work. Don't you like your parents? I said, I like them, but I'm not going. Because I knew that if I went, I would never come back. And true, all the Nigerians who went home on holiday that time, by the time they came, a coup had taken place. And the airports were closed. That scattered all their travel plans, and many of them missed their examination and had to repeat the year. What delivered me was that dream. I pray that the dream that will deliver you will manifest in your life. This your amen is very weak. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I also pray one prayer for you now, that you will encounter the Almighty in your dream. I also pray another prayer for you now, that you will encounter the God of Elijah in your dream. You will encounter him. 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 In the name of Jesus. But why does God use dreams when he can use other means to speak to us? Why? Several reasons. Number one, our minds get easily clouded with the business of the day. So during the day, we can't hear much or see much. Number two, the only quiet time that some people have is when they sleep. In the morning, whether somebody is making noise over the microphone or speakers somewhere, or the newspaper vendors are shouting their own. So in that noise, you get to the bus stop. At the bus stop, plenty of noise. When you enter the bus again, noise will start. Somebody will start at the front. Pale, ogunje dile minta. Nice. You get to work again. Nice. Come back. Nice. So the only quiet time for some people is when they sleep. The third reason is that when you are asleep, your conscious mind cannot fight God's message because you are now asleep. It's like somebody who is under anesthesia in the hospital. You can't fight the doctor anymore because if you are no less, you have no power to fight. Four. When we are awake, our conscious mind gets in the way of hearing from God. It gets in the way, blocks. When we are awake, our conscious mind blocks the way of hearing from God. Five. When we are asleep, God is able to do things we cannot contest. We can't contest it. And six, when you are asleep, you lose control of your life and God has it. And the seventh reason why God comes to our dreams, you find it in the book of Job 33. Job 33, verse 14. Job 33, 14. This is a serious matter. Meaning that you may have an interview, and before you go, you've had a dream. All the questions have been explained to you by the Holy Ghost. Job 33, verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea twice, Yet man perceived not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when the sleep falleth upon men, he slumbers upon the bed. Then he opened the ears of men and sealed their instructions. He sealed their instructions, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. So you can see that according to this Job 33 from verse 14 to 18, God talks to us in our dreams to warn us. It was in a dream. Pharaoh knew that famine was coming to Egypt, and he had to call Joseph to explain the dream. God makes us to have dreams to turn us from wrongdoing. Pilate's wife had a dream that they are bringing Jesus to her husband, and she warned her husband, don't have a hand in this matter. Abimelech, that went to take Abraham's wife, God warned him in the dream, you are a dead man, you better return his wife. Also in this passage, you can see that God talks to us in the dream to keep our life from the sword. God told Joseph, take the baby, go away, go to Egypt, because they want to kill the baby. Was in a dream. And when Herod was dead, in a dream again, said, take the child back. Those who want the child dead are dead themselves. So it is a principle of the Almighty that those who want to kill his people can die. Then this passage, we learn that you can have a dream to prevent, God can let you have a dream to prevent your life from hellfire. To prevent a man, look at verse 18, he kept back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. How do you encounter God in your dream? How do you dream divine dreams? How do you meet God in your dreams? The first key, if you want a divine encounter in your dream, is to make God your friend. Meaning that you must live a pure life that God will be happy with. The life of quietly concealed sin, the life of masturbation, the life of lesbianism, the life of adultery, the life of lying, the life of toying with other people's destiny that some people live will not allow them to have a divine dream. If you are living a dirty life, you will always have dirty dreams. If your life is unclean, your dreams will be unclean. The Bible says, move near to me, and I will move near to you. But if you move away, I will move further away. And you are as close to God as you personally want to be. Make God your friend. The Bible says the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. The Bible says God does nothing, but he will first of all tell his servants, the prophets. Then two, ask God for a divine dream. Whosoever asks, receives. When you knock, the door shall be opened. Ask him. Three, deal with your thought life. Your thought life. Deal with your thought life. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And finally, emulate the saints of old. The saints of old who had divine encounters, emulate them. Like Paul, forget those things that are behind you and press forward. Like Abraham, trust in God completely. Like Enoch, walk in daily fellowship with God. Like Moses, choose to suffer than to enjoy the pleasure of sin. Like Daniel, commune with God at all times. Like Isaiah, consecrate yourself to the works of God. Like John, learn to lean upon the bosom of the Master. Like Stephen, manifest a forgiving spirit to those who hurt you. Like all the heavenly host, form a habit of praising God no matter what your circumstances are. Then as you do this, God will be appearing in your dreams and you will become a divine dreamer. Dreamers are dangerous people. They have a way of changing our world. this morning, we're going to pray. And the first prayer we're going to pray is our prophetic prayers for the week. So you stand on your feet, bring this out now. You make this confession loud and clear. Then pray these seven prayers with holy anger. Let's rise up on our feet now. And let's all confess this one loud and clear. Are we ready? Let's go. Associate yourselves, O ye people, and ye shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, all ye far countries. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourselves, and ye shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Fix the world, shall not stand, for God is with me. Let's open our mouth and begin to pray for the paper now. Seven powerful amen to those prayers. With violence in your spirit, man, praying like somebody completely from another world, pray these prayers for your life and for your destiny. Say, in my dreams, oh God, appear in the name of Jesus. That's right. As for his appearance, appear, 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 appear. Bosente kaya boshende rabo kontanda rabo kontia. Appear. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Allah! Appear in my dream. In the name of Jesus, the Lord God of Elijah, appear, 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 appear. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, dreams of detention and demotion. Can you shout those two things loud and clear? Louder than that. Death! In the name of Jesus. Pata Santa Kayabo Shanda Rabokonde. Ribosoponde Kayabo Shanta. Dreams of detention and demotion. Deal with them now. Deal with them now. In the name of Jesus. Aha, 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 aha. In Jesus' name we pray. This next one is the most serious prayer we have to pray here today. And I want you to pray it until something happens. I believe God that as you pray this prayer from your heart, it shall be even as you have said. My Jacob's dream. My Joseph's dream. Can you shout those two things loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout it here this morning? Alas! Look at me. In the name of Jesus. arise and locate me. My Jacob's dream, my Joseph's dream. Arise and locate me in the name of Jesus. Bosendekaya boshentera bokopola bakariba sanda. Riapeli ketendekaya boshentera ba. Aha. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. A sevenfold amen to that prayer. Last prayer before you go home. Witchcraft appearance in my dreams. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus. Deal with that appearance. Don't tolerate the appearance. Deal with it completely. Masekatoya boshende rabo kompo. The ribos seponde kaya boshente rabo koponda kampa. Barrika seponde kaya boshente. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. I have a word for some people here. I don't know who these people are, but these words are for you. The Lord said I should tell somebody here that your days of trials are over. Amen. And that your days of testimony are started. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said, I should tell you that presently, the members of your family seem to be laughing at you. But very soon, they shall come and serve your God. Very soon, very soon. Have a third word for somebody. The Lord says, since this person was born, you have never really acquired your possession, let alone even losing them. When people are talking about repossessing their possession, you never possess any possession. I have a word to you from heaven. That not only that which you have lost, not only that which you didn't get, but even that which your ancestors have lost shall come back to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us share the grace in fellowship.